You're listening to Scratching and Thriving, a lifestyle podcast hosted by two dope professionals who are passionate about empowering people to thrive. I'm Dr. A.
And I'm Brandon. And we are two longtime friends who met about 20 years ago during undergraduate studies. And we took two different paths in life. I'm a healthcare executive and lifestyle guru.
And I'm an educator and entrepreneur.
And we are here to bring you the content that will help you thrive. Well, good day.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. How was your week?
It has been wonderful.
Praise them. What do you do with it?
Listening to some music, getting in a vibe, cozying up with some hot tea, you know, relaxing. Okay. It was a good week.
What you listening to?
So I came across this artist, Porcelain. I know you know her because she's from Memphis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, she is one of those made in Memphis entertainment artists. Yes.
Well, let me tell you, honey. She is the truth. She has a new song called Switch Up that's coming out. I love it.
Yeah, you know what? I like grimy.
Oh.
That's got a good beat to it. I love grimy.
Have you seen the video for grimy?
Yes, I have, actually. I have. I've seen a couple of her videos. I like grimy. I like grimy video. I can say I like that one. I think my favorite song of hers, though, is Can You Hear Me Now?
Mm-hmm.
It gives me that Lady Gaga upbeat tempo vibe. I really was digging that.
Well, you know what I found out? She also wrote a song a couple of years ago called Lois Lane that was on the top 20 Billboard charts.
Oh, really?
All right. She's dope.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yes. And you know, she's a fellow Memphian, so you know, we got that in common.
Mm-hmm.
I am super excited to have her on the show today.
Me too. I'm really excited.
Because you know, she got an album coming out October 30th.
Moving, yes.
Right. And I think she got a couple things, a couple exclusives to drop with us today too.
Oh, yeah. Give me the juice.
Yeah, you know, she's the queen of the cliffhanger. So ain't no telling, I'm so excited. So let's get started. All right. Hey, Porcelain.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well, as good as I can be.
Excellent.
Well, thank you for joining. We were just having banter back and forth. It happens every now and then. So thank you for joining us, Porcelain. We are so happy to have you today. And thank you for Made in Memphis Entertainment for providing us with such a wonderful co-host today, Ms. Porcelain.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Porcelain.
Well, as you just said, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I've started doing music about, I think, 12 years ago. I think I've been doing it for about 12 years professionally. I started fresh out of high school, you know, doing shows around the city and just really grinding and trying to get my name out there. And, you know, that's kind of how I'm giving you the short version, because that's kind of how it tied into me meeting David and becoming the artist at Made in Memphis Entertainment. Also, I come from like a musical family. And if you know anything about Memphis, because you from Memphis, you know
already
music is like
in the blood.
It's in the blood. Like
you can't help it.
Right. Absolutely. Like musicians, majority of my friends are musicians. They either doing backup. One of my friends is in Southern Avenue, the band. And, you know, it's just really great to see all of us really doing our thing. And, you know, I'm just happy to be from here. And that's a little bit of, you know, my story.
Let me tell you, I love Memphis. I've lived a lot of places, but my heart will always be in Memphis, Tennessee. Because I graduated from East High School, and I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm a Mustang to my heart.
You know
heart,
what?
Baby.
It ain't nothing wrong with East High School. It's fine. You know, I graduated from Sheffield, so hey.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I remember doing some band concerts and competitions over there.
Yeah, they weren't that. I don't know how they were when you were there. It's not a great school.
So I'm going to tell you, I graduated 20 years ago. So things were a little bit different. It was Memphis City Schools when I graduated.
Yeah, it was Memphis City Schools when I graduated.
Okay, all right. So we right there. All right. So tell us a little bit about what made you become interested in the music industry.
Honestly, because I've been here for my whole life and music has just been such a major part of my life. I have music in my family as well. You know, my mother and my father were in a band before I was born. They toured Europe. Awesome. And you know, I grew up around it. I grew up listening to it. You know, people are always super surprised at what songs I know just because of my age. And I'm like, my mom listened to that. My mom was she was very knowledgeable in music. And just because she loved it, I mean, I listened to rock, country, pop, old school, funk. So it made me very well-rounded. And, you know, I'm so happy to have musical parents. So that's like when I knew. I always knew it would be a part of my life. I never said, you know, I might do music or I might do this or I might do that. I always knew that being around it, I was going to follow in my parents' footsteps.
So you have a new album dropping. Tell us about this album.
It drops October 30th. It was inspired by just not being one-dimensional. And Mood Ring, it speaks to me as an artist, and it also speaks to me as, you know, through the music and through my sequence. Me being an artist, I don't want to be boxed in. And a lot of times with women in the industry, they get stuck in a certain lane. But I want to do so many things and just have more than one sound. And Mood Ring speaks to that because I'm always a mood. I'm a mood when I'm hungry. I'm a mood when I'm happy. I'm a mood when I'm chilling. I'm a mood when I'm over it. So I felt like it was the perfect title to not only describe me as a person and as an artist and an individual, but also the songs that I put together. And, you know, it was just, it's kind of amazing how it started to kind of seamlessly blend, especially not knowing that the album was going to be called Mood Ring. I pretty much, I just went in, I was recording, and I noticed my songs were like going in this interesting storyline. And I just kind of went with the flow, and I said, you know what, this feels like a mood. This feels like, because it was so true to my actual life and actual situations that I know friends have went through and that I've gone through. And I just put it together, and I said, you know what, this feels like a Mood Ring. And that's
And I can tell you, listening to your other stuff, it's like you are the queen of cliffhangers.
Thank you.
Yes.
Especially the Grammy video?
Yes. Come on, Grammy.
I watched that and I said, what's happening next?
Right.
I love it because I grew up looking at so many like 90s black films are my thing. And like, even like with Act Out, there was a thin line between love and hate vibes. And I loved the black women and the action. And I just wanted to, because I want to be in acting and I want to get into that field, I wanted to really show that. And I'm really, really involved with just putting my treatments together. And I was just like, you know what? People can relate to a song better when they have a visual that connects to the actual lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It feels like a movie, like you're walking through a scene and what's happening next. And when you pulled that knife out, honey, that was it. I said, oh, he gonna get it now.
You should hear my friends talk about me. They like, girl, you just dark. You pulling guns out on people and putting people in suitcases.
Did you tell them you from Memphis?
Look, I try to tell them.
Look, because I tell folks all the time I'm not from Tampa. You trying to tell y'all? So if you had your perfect collaboration, right? Mm-hmm. It was you and any artist that you could collaborate with. Who would it be and why?
Honestly, I really would love to. I have a few songs on my album that have a bit of an Afrobeats vibe, but they're still R&B hip hop, but they have a little bit of Afrobeats feel. And I would love to be on a song with Drake. I feel like You know what? Would be so dope together.
I agree. Yeah,
I could see that. Agree. I could see that.
Because I was listening to Drake sitting by the pool just a second ago. And then I was listening to you to get in the spirit of the interview. And I was thinking, you know what? They have kind of a similar beat to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would go very well together. I would listen to it for sure.
Yep. You did a cover song, one of his cover songs too, that was really nice.
Yeah. It was God's Plan.
Yes. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. People were saying, did you write that? I was like, y'all don't know Drake. Y'all don't know Drake God's Plan.
But you know what, collab I really enjoyed, and I think it's because of my growing up in Memphis and listening to the old soul music, Lean On Me with you, mm-hmm. Brandon, and Jessica.
That was cute. Yep, I like that.
I really like that because I love me some Bill Withers. How was it making that?
Yeah, it was really, really cool. You know, we wanted to come together on just something super just unified for Black people because we need that during mm-hmm. this time, especially with the pandemic and all the things that Black people are going through right now. We just was like, you know what, let's just do a record together. And Buko called us all in. He played the song. He was like, we should just do a record together. And we had fun. And Buko understood us individually as artists. And, you know, that's kind of how we split up the song, the vibe, even down to the delivery and the melody and the approach on the lyrics. We all just had our own space. And we didn't even know we was going to sound that good together because we hadn't done anything as a group. But it turned out really, really well. It did.
Y'all did a good job mm-hmm. with that one. I played it a couple times the other mm-hmm. night. So speaking of the pandemic, tell us how COVID has affected you and the music industry. What have you seen change since COVID has come to pass?
Just in the world or in my life?
In your both. Tell us about both.
In my life, it has definitely changed the way I creatively present myself. I think that it has challenged me overall to be more innovative in creating just my content because it's the playing field is leveled now. It's not really about what moves you're making. It's not really about where you're traveling and, you know, the cloud and all that. It's more so about the art. Mm-hmm.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
And your talent can really shine because people are listening. People can hear. Things come directly to them. And so that's really important. How have you been balancing, given COVID, all of this, your music, the creative side, and motherhood? How have you been balancing that?
You know what? It's been a lot more comfortable, honestly, because my son is right next mm-hmm. to me. So I don't have to worry about going mm-hmm. to school now. I can focus. I can be in the corner doing TikToks. He can be on the other side doing his virtual school. And when he needs me, I come in and help him out. And I can actually monitor him a lot better. Now, I really do want them to be able to get back to school for the experience and the fact that it's not really the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it's been a lot more comfortable for me. It's been a transition as well because, mm-hmm. you know, kids don't typically like being home all day long. But if it's going to keep his health intact, you know, he's just going to have to deal with
right.
it. So we both
I know that's right.
So. What, look.
You know, it's funny that you say that because a lot of people, I think initially COVID hit so hard, but now it's like, your kids get to see you in your element and you get to see them in their element. And it's just before that was so disjointed because I was running here. He was running there. You're running there. He's running here. So it is sort of a blessing. In
yes. Yes. Very, very true. It's a major, major blessing. I think you have the negatives, but I think it gave everybody perspective right. on their own lives and you know, things. And, right. and it also gave people like, I feel like a sense of peace during this time because you have time to sit down and think
mm-hmm.
and the things that didn't matter yeah. to you before, like family and spending time with your loved ones
mm-hmm.
and thinking about working all the time.
That's right.
It was like a major mm-hmm. reset button had been
right,
hit.
Right. And you were forced to be with your mm-hmm. family.
Right. And then, you know, right. and so here's the thing with forcing. You got to deal with
right.
Right.
Exactly. You know they said, I don't know, they said in Atlanta, I don't know how true it is, but they said the domestic violence rate went up. I said, oh, it's true.
Oh, it did. Because y'all got to do all these times.
Like, we fight now.
Yeah.
Right. Because y'all realize that I really might not like you like I thought I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. So, Porcelain, tell us what's on the horizon for you. What can we expect to see from you within the next, I know, 2 or 3 years?
Within the next 2 or 3 years, I really honestly want to be back performing, like, in the public eye. I want to, you know, feel the energy from the audience. I want to be able to build my fan base a lot more. I'm looking forward to another album. I'm looking forward to bigger, more broader performances. I'm looking forward to furthering my relationship with Stevie Wonder, who is, you know what, I'm gonna just tell y'all, because I was, y'all the first to hear it was gonna be a surprise, but
okay,
I'm also releasing my single on the 30th, and it's featuring Stevie Wonder. So
Ooh. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh.
Anybody that knows me knows I love Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder and the Clark Sisters. I can't wait. That is going to be awesome. Can you tell us more?
How was it performing with him? I got questions.
It was amazing. When he pulled out that harmonica, man,
ooh,
that man, the truth. And then he's a good person. He's a great person.
He is.
His spirit. Mm-hmm. And everything about him, he's just super genuine, and I just love the fact that he's in my life, and he's actually playing the harmonica on the song. So
what else can you tell us about this collaboration that's dropping on the 30th?
I can give you like the feel. It's
okay.
It's a up-tempo, okay, tempo vibe. It's got a little bit of Afro beats in there. It's a rhythmic feel, and it still has it. You know, Stevie's a relationship. He's a love guy. It's got that the love substance in it, and it's funky. And I'm super super excited for people to hear it because it's unexpected. It's not what they would assume him, I guess, to be on, because people know me for, they know me in the soul realm a little bit. So it's like now I'm transitioning my sound. I executive produce my entire album. And
you know what? That's
thank
awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
It is. What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song?
My favorite Stevie song, A Ribbon in the Sky.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Oh, that's every Memphis go-to
wedding song.
Look, I was
about to say,
that is the Memphis go-to wedding song. Everybody wedding is Ribbon in the Sky for the whole wedding party. Come down the aisle.
It's that's crazy awesome. That you know that. That's sad. That's a Memphis thing. You know what I'm
saying? Absolutely. That is awesome. Oh, I can't wait to the 30th. You know, I'm going to be in Memphis.
I can't wait either.
I can't wait. Okay. Our listeners want a little bit of insight on Porcelain, just the personal Porcelain, right? So what do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I've started...
If you have any.
I have to make some. You have to separate yourself.
I know that's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes what you do, even though I love what I do, I still have to decompress and, you know,
you do.
Recharge. And I like to paint. I started painting and I started doing my acrylic pouring and learning more about the technique. And I realized, you know, I'm really good at it. So I'm like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So it's like I was saying about just the pandemic, during this time, I realized that I can... you forced to put yourself out there and do so many other things, and you have time to experiment. Nobody's rushing you, and it's just something I've been doing in my spare time aside from watching my movies. I love watching my movies.
What's your favorite genre in movies?
Honestly, my favorite genre, I'm a bit of a drama person and a sci-fi person. I've been watching and
really
drama, sci-fi, and suspense. I'm out of here. I'm like,
you know what?
I'm gone.
Your videos speak to that, though. Your music videos speak to that.
They do.
Because if you want some suspense with music, check out her videos. I'm telling y'all.
Yep, drops you right like what's happening next. Right. And the drama too.
And have you guys watched, have y'all been watching Lovecraft Country?
Well, we not just talking about that.
I scream every time I'm watching.
Whoa. It's yes, that it is unbelievable. Truly. It is unbelievable. That Hippolyta and let me tell you, I said, boy.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes, that's
can I
just say something?
I don't even know what y'all talking about. No.
Oh, you gotta watch Lovecraft. I'm telling you, Brent. You don't know what you're missing.
Well, I'm gonna have to check that out because y'all sound like y'all into it.
It's moving. Yes. It's good for the culture. It's good for the culture. It depicts black people in a way that kids need to see themselves. And it is such just an amazing look into, like, it speaks about, you know, women being empowered. I had no I mean, just to touch on one thing out of it, I had no idea that there were women warriors out here fighting in a war against men. I could not. I was like,
it has a lot of racial overtones and undertones, right? And there are episodes where it is blatant. There's one where I can't remember her name right now, but she transforms into a white woman. And they talk about
that one scared me. I'm not gonna lie. It scared me.
Yes, it was it did. It was scary. I think it was scary for her. It was scary for us to watch. It's just an amazing show. They did a phenomenal job with this, and I hope that there is
I finally see a show where they finished it out and I was satisfied at the end, and I'm like, oh, this is just so brilliant.
Yes,
now that is rare. That's rare.
Yeah, I say, oh, he's back in the war. Yep.
And it's not predictable. Yep, that's right.
Well, Porcelain,
this has been great.
I was just about to say, I love this. So, hey, Porcelain, make sure you let the people know where they can purchase your new album, Mood Ring.
Well, it's available for pre-order right now. I have a couple songs for people to listen to. They can either get it now and wait, you know, but it's available on Apple and Spotify right now for pre-order. Or they can get it on October the 30th, and it'll be available everywhere. Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, Apple, it'll be available all over. And then they can follow me and find out, you know, check out my content, get some previews on some music, see what I have coming up next on my social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Porcelain Music, P-O-R-C-E-L-A-N, no I, music.
No, I.
You know that.
Get it right.
I'm gonna put that I in there. Don't put that in there.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
So L A N, and that's pretty much where I'm at. Every day, all day.
Okay. Do you have any tours coming up, like virtual tours, anything like that?
I am putting together a virtual unplugged show for my album. It's gonna be on YouTube Live.
Nice.
We're in the middle of coordinating everything, getting rehearsals to put together and all that. So I'm going to be putting up the dates for that. You know, so if people follow me, they can find out about that as well. And just kind of follow along and see when we decide to drop the date for that. But right now I have a couple of virtual shows that is coming up. iHeartRadio should be airing a virtual show I did for Dunkin' Donuts Lounge, three of my singles. So, I'm still performing. I'm going to just be out here performing. But my virtual concert, I'll be setting up the dates really soon.
Awesome. That is awesome. We want to thank you for coming out and listening and speaking with us today. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
I just want to say, you know, the people out there who want to be artists, whatever you want to do in life, stay consistency. There is no secret formula, hard work. And just believing in yourself and following through with your vision and believing what nobody else does.
So would you say that was your definition of success? There you go. All right. Thank you, Porcelain. We appreciate
you. Thank you guys for having me. I look forward to meeting y'all and being out on the road and seeing you guys in person at some point.
Absolutely, and maybe even a follow-up, because I really want to talk about the unplug when it comes out.
Let's do it. You know, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. All right. In Memphis.
That's right. And I'll be there on the 30th.
Sound good. I'll be looking for you.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails. Because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.